I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
Being a man-hater online has made me a magnet for high-value men.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
There's about 20% of dudes that follow this account, and they're all super chill. Like, guys will message me, and they're like, I know you're talking to women, but thanks so much for your support. And I also have the best guys in real life. One of my guy friends will literally wake up every day and be like, how can I make your day better? He'll like send me flowers, and he's just like the sweetest person on planet Earth. Because real men are not intimidated by women who are just like unapologetic about their standards or call stuff out. In fact, they kind of like that. And it will honestly repel really toxic, insecure guys who can't take any accountability. So if you want to repel narcissists, sociopaths, or just like insecure boys, literally become a certified man hater. Because you're not actually hating on all men. You're just unapologetically holding your standards high. When you come off like a bitch, they're not gonna want you because they want people that they can manipulate who are like chill and easy. So yeah, this is a little off brand, but shout out to the cool guys that follow this account.
Yes, I'm a simp.
All the men in her comment section talking about, we know you're not talking about us, slay queen. Those are weak, pathetic men with no standards. And they really don't know anything about women. And they don't know this witchiness only gets worse with time. She's not going to pick you, bro, out of her comment section. And that dude who always check on her and send her flowers, he's not just your friend. He's trying to get between those sweet thighs.
I broke up with my boyfriend 2 days ago. And I'm also recovering from whatever bubonic plague is going around. I just want to advocate for half a second for everybody that is in a relationship that they know they should not be in. And I want to make a point that just because he's not the worst guy you've ever been with, and just because he may treat you well, it doesn't really matter if you know it's wrong and if you know your needs are not being met.
Y'all killing me with this Y'all trying to kill me! You're killing me, man!
You should not shrink yourself for anyone. Just because they're not the worst guy.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. No,
it's and it's not. Quite literally a waste of both of your times to just continue on for the sake of, like, this false sense of security.
Never take dating advice from a woman with a bull ring. And I'm going to take it one step further. Never take dating advice from a chick with a regular nose ring and a bull ring at the same time. Thank me later. Just good enough is good enough in a relationship. Even with women. If a woman is doing the bare minimum, she's cooking, she's cleaning, she's treating you nice, that's good enough to make a relationship work. Same thing for women. If a man is, you know, showing up, he's there for you, he's taking you to your doctor's appointments, he's being attentive, this and that, he's taking out the garbage, that's enough to make a relationship work. If you feel like you need something spectacular for a relationship to be worthwhile, then you're not worthwhile, and your expectations are never going to be met. Point blank, period. This spectacular person doesn't exist. And if he does exist, he's coming with a lot of other negative things that you're going to think is not worth, and then you're going to end that relationship too. The grass is greener where you water it.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
You can't make a woman happy. It's impossible. I've never met a happy woman in my life.
Never told my husband that I slept with my best friend when I first met him back during my wild years. This was way before my husband came into the picture. My friend and I have been close for about 8 years, and my husband and I have been together for 5 and married for 6 months. Sometimes I feel guilty because this friend isn't just any friend. We've supported each other through a lot over the years. I even considered asking him to be my best man at the wedding.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
So, should I tell my husband?
The only reason I think you should say something is because it's obviously on your mind.
But do you think her telling him is more for, like, selfish reasons because it's eating at her?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you actually think it would be beneficial for their relationship then for her to tell him?
No. It's weird that you haven't told him.
The truth will set you free. You just have to know it will hurt your partner.
And then the dust will settle, and then you'll feel better, and then your partner will make you never hang out with that person ever again. If your husband told you you could never hang out with that person again, I'd be like, what kind of confidence does he have in himself? Because I wonder how I would act. I'd be like, I know I'd be pissed at you, right? But then when I'd be because I'm sure they're friends too. It's like, are you insecure? Are you that? Are you insecure enough that you're going to be like, I banish you from hanging out with this guy?
I think along the lines that lying by omission made him out of the loop of this friend dynamic. So it's like, there's not really full honesty there. Like, he doesn't know the full history of their friendship. Mm-hmm. And so he might feel slighted because he'd feel like, why the f- I feel stupid. You left me out of this. You know what I mean? Information. Like, if it wasn't that big of a deal, why didn't you tell me?
Bingo.
Slept with her male best friend in her wild years. First and foremost, this is why men don't tolerate women who have male best friends. Second of all, don't take women serious who ever had wild years.
Hey. I like that, dog. You know what I'm saying?
It's just running wild.
Those are two huge red flags this man ignored, and that's why he's in this position right now. Tell her to go be with the man she truly loves.
I don't want to be that guy.
Why are you looking at me like that? Is this too inappropriate to work to the gym?
Man, you look hot as fuck.
But you were judging me.
Why on earth would I judge you?
Because there's like controversy right now about what women can wear to the gym.
This is cuck maxing. But like, does it make me look inappropriate? She's asking that because...
She knows.
That this outfit makes her look like a...
Oh my God. The way it brings out your shoulders, though.
Yeah, the shoulders. That's why she's wearing this. I'm sure that's all Tyrone is looking at, is your girl's shoulders.
I'm starting to feel uncomfortable wearing certain things to the gym because I feel like people are judging me and, like, staring.
They're just creeps, Ariel. Who's the weird one? The guy looking at you working out or the girl working out?
The weird one is the one dressed as legally naked as possible to a public facility. She wants the sexual attention from all the other random men in the gym. Because you're not enough for her, brother. She does not respect you. She's using you because, like an entitled, spoiled adult child, she can do whatever she wants because you're going to permit it.
Makes your shoulders look good. What a...
That is so tough.
He's just happy to be there. He probably never had a girlfriend before. I get it. He thinks real men tell women what they want to hear. Real men support his woman. No matter what she wants to do, no matter how disrespectful it is to him. He's a young man who believes happy wife, happy life. He'll learn. Does he have a mop in his hand? Or a mop or a broom? Totally fitting for how he's acting. He's almost as bad, well, not that bad, but he's in the same realm as the guy who I see at the mall every week taking pictures for his girlfriend. She's posing, taking booty shots. In front of monuments at the mall. And he's her photographer every weekend.
That's a damn shame.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.